Hey everyone, I hope we're all having a great day today. Before I jump into this week's episode, I just want to cover a few things. So if you want, you can go ahead and skip ahead if you want about a minute or two. I'll try to make this quick. Essentially, I just want to thank all of you for sticking by my side. I know that I haven't been able to make a video in a while, and it's not because I'm losing steam or losing traction or anything like that. It's just legitimately the circumstances kind of sucked. I had to leave my home because of quarantine. I'm fine. And the person who was sick is now A-okay and completely free of that sickness. So that's good. Anyway, so I thought for some reason I would have to quarantine for 3 days, and I was outside my house for a long time. Unable to get my equipment, unable to get anything. I wasn't able to write on my, I wasn't able to write either. So that kind of sucked. So that's why I'm posting a video now, even though I already posted that I'm out of quarantine. But if you want, if you follow me on Instagram, then you'll know what's happening. I keep up to date on it. Also, if you checked out my Q&A episode, I do cover what happened. The Q&A episode wasn't supposed to really go out, but I didn't want to just sit back and not record. I wanted to do something. So I just dropped the Q&A episode way before it was supposed to be dropped. I do plan on doing another Q&A episode later, probably when I reach like, I don't know, like a certain amount of like subscribers, I may. But anyway, also real fast, before I forget, this episode, I'm using a different microphone. I'm using a microphone that my fiance gave me, but I stupidly didn't add it in the post on my Instagram page where it shows some of my merch that I got as a gift. So that was pretty cool. But yes, I will be posting a picture of this microphone after I'm done with this. So this is going to be the thumbnail for my video, the picture of the Samsung Go mic that my fiance got me for Christmas. It's really nice. It's really portable, pretty small. And I'm sitting here at my desk, and I've got just this really small mic in front of me, but it just sounds really great. And it's cool because I have so much room to do activities, you know? So it's just really cool. Also, if you're a Step Brothers fan, I hope you caught on to that. Okay, without any, I'm blabbering on. Let's jump into this week's video. I hope you like it. Good morning, everyone. I hope we're all having a wonderful day today. This week's episode comes to us from Saul, who works at a 24-hour Bed Bath & Beyond. Saul says that a lot of people don't know that there is a 21st aisle of the store and how it's off limits. But thanks to Saul being adventurous and daring, we have a story this week. So, without any further ado, let's jump into this episode, but first, here's a word from our sponsors. Hey everyone, my name is Saul, and this story takes place about 2 weeks ago when I first started my new job at a Bed Bath & Beyond. It is a 24 hours. I'm not sure why you need a 24-hour Bed Bath & Beyond. But it's a cool store. Management is pretty chill. They don't really ask you to do too much of anything. It's incredibly boring though. So on this day, I started at 12 and I came in with my supervisor Val leading a team meeting, I guess you can call it. It's just the same thing over and over again. Every time she reads from a clipboard, every time it's the most boring, uninspiring speech you have ever heard. Okay, everybody, let's just remember that you can make today your day, and each one of you is a hero of the day today. So on behalf of Bed Bath & Beyond, I want to say thank you. Now, time for a few announcements. Just a reminder that when we're leaving around the nighttime, that we use a buddy system and keep our eyes and ears open and aware at all times. Okay, we are stronger together, and teamwork makes the dream work. Let's have a great day today, and remember that you can be the leader you've always wanted to be. Okay, everyone, let's make sure we have a good shift, and pretty much if someone comes in here, just look busy. Okay, bye. after that announcement, I guess you can call it, I went to the break room to just put my stuff away and get ready for the day. I saw that there were two co-workers, Steven and Matt, who were already in the break room. I was putting my stuff away and... So, do you guys like it here? This is my first shift. Yeah, it's not too bad, Steven said, not pulling his eyes from his phone. I mean, I guess we love working at a hole. Steven and Matt just got done nudging each other and laughing. No, I'm just kidding. It's pretty okay, Steven said. Yeah, it's pretty flexible, Matt added. That's cool. So why is it 24 hours? I almost came in at noon. Do you like working this late? Honestly, it's not that bad, Matt replied. I kind of like it, though. It's a little boring, but I need a graveyard shift, so it was either working at an overnight warehouse or working here, smoking weed, easy, you know. Steven and Matt, again, nudge each other while laughing. Yeah, I get that. So I saw a bunch of lights off in the back of the store, and it looks like it can use some maintenance. I think it said aisle 21 on it. Is that right? Both of them seemed to get serious. Hey, dude, don't go there, Steven said. Yeah, for real, man. Nothing but trouble, Matt added. Well, what happened? I asked. Well, I'm not sure how long ago this was. I want to say between 3 and 5 years ago. But essentially what would happen is that this old lady with the shopping cart would come in all the time. She would come in and she always had the shopping cart full of just bags. Plastic bags, paper bags, rolled up bags, big bags, small bags, bags of all kinds. Yeah, for sure. And we'd tell her like, hey, you can't do that. You can't bring a bunch of empty bags into a store. You know, we're gonna think about, hey, are you stealing? And she would just go on this crazy rant about how we should respect our elders and how the customer's always right and some bull that doesn't even hold any water. But she would always talk to guests and she would bother them too all the time. And she would stay in here for hours. I remember one time she was here from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the entire time she was here, we ended up telling her that she had to leave because we totally forgot that she was there. She was there for an entire shift and didn't do anything, didn't buy anything. And we told her she had to leave, and then that's when she got all pissed and bought a $1 hand sanitizer bottle and told us about how customers are always right and some bull like that. And so anyway, so one day it gets really busy in here. We're having a discount on heated toilet seats, so you could imagine how busy it was. We needed all hands on deck, so we couldn't have anybody follow her around when she was roaming around the store. And she goes to aisle 21 and she sees this new super soft bed 3000. This bed is really nice. So what does she do? She goes ahead and jumps in it. She jumps in the bed and this ends up drowning because of the super softness of the bed. She struggled and struggled, but no one was there to help her out. I know it's a weird story, but it happened. Nobody heard her screaming. Nobody heard anything. Just one moment she's here, the next moment she's not. Man, who doesn't make a sound when they're dying? Matt asked. I don't know, man. It's a crazy world we live out there. But that bed's not in manufacturing anymore. In fact, the only one that exists is the one that is still in aisle 21. Nobody's pulled it out yet, Steven said. Okay, so wait. I'm sorry, why can't I go into aisle 21 again? I asked. What? It's haunted or something, Matt replied. Hey, yo, Steven, do I smell like weed? I feel like I smell like weed. The two began to talk as I was contemplating. After that, I was in aisle 7, fixing up the lotions. boring elevator music plays as I am putting the lotions back on the shelves. I keep periodically looking over at aisle 21. All of the lights are on in all the aisles except for 21. There's no lights on in that one. Also, it's just completely dark. It doesn't look that scary. When I saw it at first, I bet since no one goes there, I can probably smoke my pen back there. No one would know. Now that I think about it, I should really check it out. Matt made it sound really cool, I'm not gonna lie to you. You know what, man? Yeah, dude, I'm checking it out. Honestly. I stepped out of aisle 7 and faced aisle 21. I started walking on over to it, and as I was walking, I just... You know, I don't really know what I'm doing. Apparently this aisle is haunted. I don't really believe that, but... It's a slow day. There's nobody here. It's a boring day. And managers are off the floor. I could only assume that they're on some website in the back room. Or maybe playing video games. I'm not sure. But it's one of those days where you just kind of want to do something interesting. And right now, that interesting is me exploring this abandoned aisle. And this so-called haunted aisle. I kept walking. I was passing by aisle 12. And I saw the shampoos. And then next thing I know, I'm passing aisle 16. Which has shower supplies. I saw Steven as he was in the middle of taking a hit from his pen. Kept walking, and eventually I got to aisle 20. Aisle 20 is just filled with stationery, essentially. I kept walking and got to the edge of aisle 20 and 21. I took a deep breath and I crossed that line, invisible line. But I walk through, and it's a pretty big aisle. The first thing I noticed about aisle 21 is that it's not just an aisle, but it's a section. People haven't been back here so long that they haven't noticed that there's actually 5 more aisles. Originally, this building had 25 aisles, but nobody went past aisle 20. Second thing I notice is that the only light in these aisles are the light illuminated from previous aisles. Not only that, but there's dust everywhere. A toilet seat stool is on promotion as brand new product. Do you remember when that thing came out? Neither do I. There's posters that have been torn, ripped. There's dust bunnies. There's dust all over the place. Hair all over the place. It's trashy. There's mold, empty shelves, product that hasn't been touched for years. This aisle has just been completely abandoned. I walked past one of the display beds, but the bed was completely covered in hair, dust, and those crumbs from the ceiling too. It's just disgusting. As I was walking, two things kind of went through my head. One, nobody knows I'm there, and nobody really seems to be looking for me. It's a pretty big area, and nobody's in it. It's kind of like a little hideout. And the second thing I was thinking is, it's really cold for some reason. And not only that, but I get this weird eerie feeling the deeper I walk in there, like something is telling me to turn back. But nevertheless, I'm content on moving forward. I felt pretty comfortable enough to even take out my pen from my back pocket to take a hit. See? See, how nice it is to be here alone all to myself, I said as I took another hit before putting my pen back. I continued walking, and I was seeing promotions from 2010, posters and all that stuff. But as I was walking, I picked up something in my peripherals on my left side. I looked on over, and I saw a cart. A rusted cart with an immense amount of bags in it. I walked on over, but about 15 feet away, a smell pushed me back. I don't know where the smell was coming from, but I saw a bed completely covered in flies. I walked as close as I could, but the smell was just so overwhelming that even my eyes were kind of tearing up a little bit. I couldn't get that close to it. I was only able to get about 7 feet away from the bed before the smell and the burning of the eyes completely repelled me back. At that point, I was just content to continue without looking at the bed. I'm not gonna lay in it. Doesn't matter to me. I'm gonna continue my walk. Then I'm gonna go back to work. As I was walking, I heard shuffling coming from beyond the shelf that bordered the next aisle. I got a little close to it to kind of hear what was coming from the other side, and all I heard was raspy breathing. Whatever, man. I'm just going to keep walking. As I was walking, I kept hearing the sounds of gargled breathing followed by footsteps. They were getting closer, and they were getting louder. I started pacing myself and walking a little bit faster. Until finally, "Hey, what are you doing over here?" I heard. I looked around in shock, and I finally turned around and saw some dude who I went to orientation with. "Oh, hey, what's up, man?"
"Hey, this is my spot. This is where I smoke. Leave."
"Hey, yeah, no. I just wanted to see what was up over here.
These are my aisles. This is my hideout spot. Bail."
"Okay, yeah. Okay, bye." Before I could turn around and leave, I saw something tackle him, or more, abduct him. I saw this shadowy figure fly out from one of the shelves closest to him, snatch him up, and as he was making a sound, he was quieted, like something was interrupting him, putting its hand over his mouth as he was screaming, as it flew into the next aisle, completely unseen. I stood there for a moment, trying to figure out if what I just saw actually happened, or if I just took one too many hits. Then all of a sudden it was confirmed. I heard bones snapping and one last scream. Then it went silent again. Then I heard it, the breathing and the footsteps. I had to move. I turned around and ran as fast as I could. I was running through the aisles, just trying to get back to aisle 20 at least. And as I was running, I saw the entrance. I saw aisle 20. I saw the light at the end of the tunnel. But before I could get there, this woman was in front of me. I didn't even see her pop out. She just suddenly appeared there in front of me. She was standing there, her hair completely white, some of it even missing. She was missing an eye. Her tongue looked like it was about to fall out of her mouth at any moment. She looked to be wet, and her skin was a combination of gray, yellow, and black. As she got closer, I could see that on her arm were patches of missing skin, missing flesh, and you could only see her bone and tendons. At some point, I even saw an air pocket made out of fat on her arm. And every time there was a breeze, you saw that pocket of fat open up as you heard a hollowing air sound before it closed up again. looking at her, and her clothes were tattered. She was missing fingers. She was missing flesh. She was missing hair. She looked... To say that she looked like a zombie is putting it mildly. It looked like somebody put a dead body in a bucket of water for a few months and then pulled it out. She was soaked. I don't know how she got soaked, but she was soaked, and her skin, her flesh was falling off. She just looked at me. I could hear her gargled breaths. And then she marched at me. She was moving faster than she should have been. I turned around and ran. I guess I left at the best time, because as soon as I ran, I felt a hand sweep by the back of my neck as if it was trying to grab me. I could hear her breathing, that horrible breath, as if there's water in her lungs. And as we were running, I can hear the water in her body shifting. That is her organs or something inside of her was shifting and making a wet sound while doing it. Nothing about her sounded pleasing. Everything about it sounded horrible. From the sound of her skin rubbing against the muscle, from the sound of the fat being lifted up by the air, so that air is getting inside of her fat and between her bone, to the sound of her tongue just shaking around, hitting her chin. Everything about her just sounded so horrific, but I couldn't escape her. It seems like just as fast as I was running, she was running just as fast. And as I was running through aisles, I didn't know where I was going. But I kept trying to throw things on the ground behind me to get some distance between us, but it didn't really seem to work. It was getting some distance, but not as much as I needed. I felt like if I were to turn around, she'd be there. If I were to stop, she would catch me. If I were to even glance back and not pay attention to where I'm running, she can kill me. I just started screaming for help, not knowing what to do, and I just kept running. I couldn't find the entrance. There couldn't have been only one entrance. I mean, come on, it's aisles. I kept running, although I didn't know where I was going. And if I hit a dead end, then I'm done. She's gonna catch me. I was trying not to think about that, though, as I was running. As I was running, I don't know how, but I saw the light. I saw that beautiful blue sign with that bold white lettering that spells aisle 20. I never thought I'd be as happy as I was to see an aisle number. I was almost there and I had to keep running, but I could hear her breaths getting louder and louder, and I had this irrational fear that she was going to vomit some sort of acid on me or something and kill me just as I was about to get home for it. But it didn't. And I kept running. And I was getting closer to aisle 20 until eventually I ran so fast that I couldn't even see where I was going. I just had to do a straight dart and I'm home free. But before I can even see where I was, I hit these people. As I was getting up, I saw it was Steven and Matt. They were holding me in place, and I was trying to run. Let go. I need to get out of here. We need to get out of here. We need to leave. Hey, calm down, calm down, calm down, Steven told me. You're not in there anymore. You're in aisle 19. What? I said in confusion. Yeah, relax, man. You're not in 21 anymore. Relax, chill. No, it's still following us. It's still following us. No, it's not. It doesn't go beyond aisle 21. I got up and looked on over. And sure enough, I saw that crazy old bag lady walking side to side, staring at me as if she's waiting for me to go back in there. She was just staring at me. And yeah, it looked like she couldn't leave aisle 21. She just smiled and walked back into the darkness. She never took her eyes off me. She just kept stepping back until she faded away. I'm not really sure what happened on that day, and I'm not really sure why she was following me, or really what was going on. I didn't know why she couldn't leave aisle 21 either, but nobody would answer my questions. I talked to management and asked them. They didn't give me any answers. They just told me don't worry about it, and they asked me why I was back there. I got a pretty big scolding for going back there and even got threatened to be fired, but they're taking another chance on me. They just have to make sure that I don't go back there. And to this day, I still have all those unanswered questions. Why was she able to go to every other aisle besides 20 and lower? Why was she even back there? Was that a ghost, a zombie? What happened? Why couldn't anybody answer my questions?